All right, this is your man, Sir Earl. Once again, coming at you with a podcast. Today is April the 5th, I believe. It's Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. I'm hoping everybody is staying safe. Obviously, we have a lot of people following the advice of our government, which to me, don't know what the hell they're doing. Anybody can guess what's going to happen, but they're doing the best job that they can do, so I don't knock it too much. I ask that you join me on my other platforms, Facebook, Earl Bell, Sir Earl Bell, Instagram, Sir Earl One, It's My World, Podcast One, and Sir Camelot Distribution. I have three Instagrams, LinkedIn, Sir Earl One, Snapchat, Sir Earl One, Twitter, Sir Earl's World. I'm asking that you join. I post something different every day, and it's always very motivational things that I try to put up because it's just the way I think. What I wanted to discuss today is that there's a concept where they say 2% of the people make 98% of the money. And the reason being, a lot of people just exist. They don't really have a target. You can't hit something you can't see. You know, if you don't have a target, what are you aiming for? To wake up every day and just live life the way that it, you know, whatever that day brings is what you do, as opposed to getting up and setting your day as a basis for a bigger picture. What I try to do is, I may have something that's a year from now, but it may take me exactly 365 days to bring it together. So what I try to do is every day, I try to do something every day that brings me a step closer towards my goals and towards my target. And that's what I think a lot of people should do. People sit back and they talk about the people who have achieved a high level of success, and they think, oh, it was given to them. They were lucky. They have something I don't have. Every excuse in the freaking book. But the reality is, it's just hard freaking work and sacrifice. I've been in business. I worked for myself for the past 30 years. I've seen a lot of smarter, more better looking, more money people come and go. And the bottom line that I can see that makes a difference between successful and non-successful, and as I said once before, success is whatever you deem it to be, is hard fucking work. You got to get up every day, you have to have a purpose, and you have to grind for that purpose every single day. And there's this great, interesting book that I started reading. It's called Outwitting the Devil, which is a book by Napoleon Hill, which Napoleon Hill made the book Think and Grow Rich, and a lot of people have read it, but this is a very, very great book. It just came out not too long ago. I try to read something every day to keep my mind in a different space as opposed to negativity. I try to keep it in a positive space, and I try to learn something every single day. That's a goal of mine, is to get up every day, whether it be through the news, through motivational speakers, through books, through newspapers, something. I try to educate myself and learn something new every day. And believe me, it makes a difference. So that's one of my latest reads. I'm almost done with it. Like I said, I read about 15 pages every day of some type of book. I'm kind of pissed off that the bookstores are closed. I can't get my next book that I really want to read. So I have a collection of them that I have to go back and probably read one of the ones that I read before, which is not a bad thing. They say when you read the same thing or you see the same movie, instance, if you read a book and you've read that book four times, it's not that the book changes. You're a different person. I'm definitely different from when I was where I was 2 years ago. I learn a lot more. I see a lot more. I'm a lot smarter. So the things that I see and read and learn, they appear different because I'm different. Things that used to didn't make sense to me, now that I'm a little bit more mature, a little bit more wiser, those things make a lot more sense to me. So reading books over is not a bad thing. Watching movies more than once is not a bad thing. Usually you miss some important things when you only watch it once. But But one of the things that of great interest to me in this book, Outwitting the Devil, was Napoleon Hill. He had a dream that he was interviewing the devil, and the devil had to answer questions honestly, and he had to answer every question that Napoleon Hill gave him. So in that, he asked him, and he was pointing out the different things between the devil and God. And what the interview says is that the devil says, I'm winning. I have 98 out of 100 people. That's the 2%. The 2% that we look at and say, oh, they so rich, they so this, they so that. They must be lucky. They must be thieves. Money don't buy you happiness. All that bullshit that people spill off is a part of it. That's the 2%. And the difference between the 2% and the 98% is definite of purpose, meaning having a goal and a target, sacrifice, giving up certain things that you think is a quote unquote fun to stay focused on your goals. I spend every waking moment of my days in one way or the other, even if it's just thinking on accomplishing my goals. That time, that balance, once I've achieved these goals, which is to build an empire and be the greatest person ever coming on the line of fitness and build an empire that stands long after I'm gone and produces a lifestyle that I can enjoy some of the things that I want to enjoy, private plane, house on the lake, different things like that. Those are some of the goals that I set for myself a very long time ago. And the only way you're going to get that is building something that sustains itself long after you're gone and it produces a great income and great profits. So that's what my goals are. So a lot of things that people think are just the way things are. People think I'm crazy because there's only a small percentage of people who forego vacations, they forego weekends, they forego partying, they forego hanging out with family and friends, they forego all those things because those things don't add to the goal of where they're trying to go. And people, they are, you don't know how to have fun, you're weird, you're missing this, you're missing that. Well, I'm not missing shit. I enjoy what I do every day. I have a select few things. I'm with my family, I'm with my wife. I go to work and I come home, and those are the things that are most important to me, family, wife, and business. So I spend an enormous amount of time locked in and focused on those things. Just like a person that achieves anything at a high level, it must have almost an obsession and a focus. So people will say, oh, well, I don't have to be that way and I can still get there. Well, you're lying to yourself. You can't. If you're not sacrificing anything, as it is later today, I have to go to the gym and I have to work out because I have a show coming up that I want to compete in, and I cannot miss a workout. So the sacrifice of sending my ass home on a nice day on a Sunday and just chilling and relaxing, watching a movie, I got to forego that, and I got to be in the gym sweating in pain and focusing on something that's 4 months away. So the sacrifice you have to make. So I am glad that a lot of my competition that probably will be competing in the same show is sitting back using this excuse to not do anything, or they're doing their bullshit workout at home, which a lot of them can't. I made the sacrifice of buying a business, a gym business that allows me to still get my Zen in a commercial grade gym. So that was the sacrifice I made 23 years ago when everybody thought I was nuts. Well, now it's paying off because I have the ability to go in and do what I need to do and be prepared. So people that are, even if they release everything in Illinois, April 30th, like they say, you still lost about 6 weeks. You're not going to give me 6 weeks. And, you can't beat me head up. So you're definitely not going to beat me giving me a 6 week head start. So the ability to not sit at home and watch a nice movie and eat some fattening shit, those are the sacrifices that I make for the goal that I have, which When I started the goal, it was a year ago. Well, actually, it was 2-3 years ago. I got injured in the process a couple of years, so I couldn't compete. But I've always been wanting to get back to that. So, you know, it appears that I'm closer than ever now, injury free, a few dinks here and there. But all in all, you know, I'm getting there. I'm glad. I'm happy about the way that I look. I'm happy about what I'm going to bring to the table. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But anyway, back to the book. The book is Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. And what that does is that the devil is saying, I have 98% of the people. And the way that I have these people is that they don't know I have them. How do I get them? I get their mind thinking about things that are not directed towards their goal. They don't have focus. And they name off all the things: procrastination, drinking, smoking, eating bad foods, all the things that we think are just a normal part of life. Through reading this book, you learn they are all tricks that are used to pull us off our focus. The 2% of the minds that he cannot control are that 2% that achieves the definitive purpose, the goal, the aim, the accomplishments, their dreams. And then they let the other 98% sit back and go, oh, well, you know, he had an advantage. He owns a gym. He does this. He does that. Okay, well, you know, I made the sacrifice all these years to have a gym. It didn't just pop up and tap me on the shoulder and say, come on in. I've paid a lot. While other people were out, you know, back 30 years ago when I was in my youth buying cars and motorcycles and hanging out, even though I had them, you know, I was pouring my money into a gym. I've never taken a dime for myself. It's always went back into my business. And now, you know, we'll be opening up some more, and the same thing, the stakes are higher. So the work has got to be more, and you've got to put in more. So I advise everybody to go pick up the book when they finally open things back up, or order it offline on Amazon. It's called Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. And it is a eye-opener. It really, really taught me a lot. And rarely do books do that. It really taught me that a lot of things that people, that I see every day, of people just believing that this is just the way it is, these are actually tricks set up to keep you unfocused. So I work in probably the most negative business that there is, which is training people. Most people don't even want to work out for free. And it's funny that now that the gyms are closed, everybody's screaming about, oh, the gyms are closed. Your ass went in the gym when the gyms were open. So that's just another bullshit excuse. And, you know, we'll see how many make health a part of their life once this whole pandemic thing is over. I think we'll go back to the same excuses, because the pandemic was brought about by a higher source, and our lack of focus and the ability to really dream and go after our goals is brought by a higher source. And we just don't adhere to that. We think that we're put on this earth to hang out, party, and have a good time. If you notice the greats, I just got done watching a documentary on Tiger Woods. If you notice, golf didn't change. Tiger Woods came along. Basketball didn't change. Michael Jordan came along. These people were obsessively focused on what their goals were, and they were willing to do everything. Tiger was one of the first golfers to start lifting weights. Michael Jordan, as great as he was and as talented as he was, he knew he had to get stronger. So what I do as a profession play a huge part in the accomplishments of some of the greatest people in the world. It's something that I've known since 1990 when I started. It teaches you lessons that you just can't get anyplace else. And now the world is starting to come around and see that. If a lot more people were stronger, you probably have a lot less people testing positive for this COVID-19. Less diseases, less medicine, less of a lot of things. But, you know, anyway, people, they just won't adhere to that. They'd rather go through a heart attack and enjoy their ribs and their chitlins than to sacrifice that stuff and get themselves stronger inside and out. So My advice this week in this podcast is to go out, get this book, Outwitting the Devil, read it. If you're not a reader, read it anyway. And let me know what you think. You know, my email is itsmyworld1podcast@gmail.com. That's ITSMYWORLD, the number one at podcast. No, myworld1podcast@gmail.com, which is my email. So it was a very good, enlightening book to me. I invite you to go out and get it and read it, and then let me know what you think. What did you learn from it? I thought it taught me a lot. So I'd be interested to hear what other people thought of it. So that's my podcast for this week. Stop making excuses. Get on, you know, start to pursue your dreams and goals, and just make the sacrifice and just give it your all. And no matter what that goal may be, whether it be to finish school, be a good housewife, be a good husband, good worker, whatever it may be, whatever it is you aim for, first figure it out what you're aiming for and work your way back. Start taking the steps to get there instead of always just thinking it's just about fun. It's about hanging out. It's about taking a vacation your ass can't even afford. That's why your phones get cut off when you come back. You know, there's no way you can work a year and take 7 days off and ease the stress. You have stress because during that year, you're doing nothing to ease the pain of the stress of what's causing it. If something in my life is causing stress, I want to fix that problem. I don't want to try to take 7 days away to relax and act like it don't exist, because when you get back, it's still here. So I invite everybody to start reaching for higher things in life, higher goals, higher dreams, and get that book, Outwitting the Devil. Email me. Let me know what you think. All right. Until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, signing out. Peace.